glasses popping.
I don't know what this is.
This is the best song ever. It's Disney meets BET. That's what it is.
It's all fascinating.
Out there in Radio Land. I don't know why I just said it like that.
Radio Land.
Welcome to the radio.
Well, hey out there.
Okay, we've now turned to a morning zoo show. Let's stop. Hello, welcome to Awkward Conversations, people. As always, I am joined by my delightful, devilish hosts, partners in crime, Frank Bennington.
My name is Frank Bennington.
He knows his name today. Five and so smart. AKA Bad Touch Bad Boy.
He's working on it.
That sultry, sexy voice you hear is Anastasia Washington.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Hi, you guys.
AKA Psycho Fanball.
That's me.
And go.
That's my job, girl.
Francisco Calderon.
Oh, in black female,
of course. Myself.
Cuddles the sociopath.
I am a black woman inside.
You know, I am actually a black woman, but I think you outblack me.
Sometimes, yeah.
And our sound engineer / producer this week is Nick. We gave him a nickname last week, but I can't for the life of me remember what
Nick's
it was.
Nick's a dick. That's what it is
I
now.
I can't remember what it was,
How am I a dick? I'm here for you.
You were
right
being
now.
Mean with the air conditioner.
He's just saying he wants to suck you.
Perhaps later on.
I like dicks, so.
In an alternate universe in another life.
This last week that Nicholas would not go down on another whatever.
But he would let somebody go down.
He would let somebody go down on him.
My nickname was Trusty Board Op, remember?
Trusty Board Op.
That's right.
I feel like it needs to be like Trusty Kick Ass.
Oh, I should probably mention that we have a guest in the studio with us. It's not just us four. My guest today is Adama Taylor.
Hello.
You're on the radio. I should mention that we are all very tired.
Yeah. Oh, God. We're all basically doing this on like 2-3 hours.
I may still be drunk.
Maybe.
This is the worst day of my
life. I'm not drunk. This is just my natural state.
I drank like a whole tub of
before,
mold wine.
Before we get the show started, let me get a piece of business out of the way. Don't forget that next week we are going to be discussing the movies.
The movies.
The crazy, cheesy, campy, Christmassy tales of yore.
Claymation.
Where Rudolph meets a lovely girl named Clarice.
I love the creepy dentist elf one. That's the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that like one of your fantasies? Do you want to replay that?
I do sometimes have dentist fetishes.
Claymation dentist fetish?
No, I mean...
Awesome.
That's awkward.
So yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on.
I'm trying to be a claymation figure.
Oh, a claymation.
It's turning
She's
me
doing
on
this
so
quirky
fucking
dance.
Much.
I wish you all could see.
Oh my God.
Sometimes I wish we video
the biggest hard on ever.
You're welcome.
So Adama, he does like game testing for like everybody.
Oh my God.
It's just amazing. And I thought he'd be a fun guest to have since we have two gaming nerds.
What kind of games have you tested? Can you say?
a lot of different ones from
a lot of different companies. Luckily, I've mostly been on 360. I've been on other consoles.
Let's see if I'm going to hate you for any of them.
Borderlands 2.
Very good.
Borderlands 1, actually.
Also very good.
BioShock 2.
Good.
Call of Duty 3. Yeah.
See, I've heard of all of these.
I'll tell you though,
I've heard of them.
It looks like it, yeah.
And I've actually played BioShock.
Have you never played
BioShock. Yeah, I played BioShock. Not the second one, though, the first.
I mean, a lot of these games are just like the main stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I know about Borderlands.
Yeah, I mean...
Dude's gotta make a living.
No, I'm not like besmirching him at all. I'm jealous.
Besmirched. Her name has been besmirched.
Can you say that all day today?
That's my word forever.
Word of the day. Word of the day. Besmirched.
Besmirched. Lies. Oh, lies!
How did you get into it?
I actually went to school for game design. Mm-hmm. And
you realize they're all assholes?
Well, no, it's a really fun industry, but while I was trying to get into the development side of things, you know, the testing seemed like a good thing to do while in college, and I kind of kept doing it. and after college, and you know,
stuck with it.
And also I decided that I wanted to get more into indie stuff as far as game development goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think indie is the way to go nowadays. I think that's the burgeoning market.
Oh yeah,
especially within the last 2 or 3 years. Oh my God, it's exploded.
Well, it's funny. Like I think a big thing is that a lot of the big developers are actually going more towards indie now, just because it's become more of a producer. Well, it's cheaper, and it's become more of a producer-run industry. And I think a lot of the developers missed the days when it was more of a run by the developers, and so now they're all starting to take control
instead of the CEOs.
Exactly.
I hate that.
And so many companies now are more about the CEOs than
it's disgusting. Honestly, like I keep seeing all these really amazing companies that get devoured by the huge like EA and shit, and it's sad to me. I'm glad that the indie gaming world is really kind of going off right now. It's fantastic.
This is riveting conversation for the host of the show.
You know what I read about in Geek Magazine, because I'm always reading in Geek Magazine, that kind of excited me is the new Alien video game.
Oh, can't wait for that game.
It's supposed to be epic, and it's supposed to follow right after Aliens.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that one.
Can you play as an alien in that one?
Yes.
Awesome.
Actually, can you? Really?
They have a multi... Well, the competitive multiplayer is, I think, 6-on-6. And it's human, or like the Marines, or you're playing as aliens.
Honestly,
I would love to play
this.
That sounds awesome.
I want an aliens game that is a stealth game where you play as the aliens stalking the humans as they enter into the base, and then you hunt them.
Have you seen AVP?
No.
So the Alien vs. Predator game that came out about a year ago, you could play as the aliens, the Marines, and the Predator.
Is it a story game?
I totally want to be a Predator.
How is it?
I liked it. I think it's a game that's more for the fans of Aliens, I think, than, you know, it's not the best game just on its own, but what it lets you do as the three different, you know, species or whatever is really good.
Awesome.
I just want to be a Predator. I just want to walk around and be a Predator.
I think that would be badass.
Do this?
Anytime.
You already almost have the dreads, or at least the hair.
Whoa, that's racist.
Oh, I get it, because she's black.
Oh, my God. You have the gayest hair I've ever seen in my life, Frank.
Hello.
Look at it.
It really is exceptionally gay today.
Yeah.
It's got like a swerve, like a Superman swerve
going
on.
It's very swoopy.
It's like Bieber or Superman. I'm not sure.
Men, okay?
Oh, yeah,
whatever. Right now, Frank looks like a lesbian.
He does.
I'm not wearing a vest today.
You're wearing flannel.
He looks like a lesbian a lot.
But last night, he was wearing double flannel.
Oh, God, Frank.
Just when you think he can't get any more lesbian, double flannel.
Double flannel.
That should be a sexual position.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like synonymous with it. Flannel, plaid, sometimes, tools. Fiscal responsibility.
Only Susie Orman
kissing another chick.
You know.
Honestly, if I could be a lesbian, I would. You get a lot of benefits from it.
I'm a lesbian.
There's like a special list of benefits that you get as a lesbian. They're like, oh, you're a lesbian.
You get 10% off your package.
You get 10% off your AARP.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Power lesbians are this.
But then don't you have to become vegan or something? I like cheese.
Necessarily.
We have completely ostracized our podcast. Oh, I'm sure. It's not yet started. This was just a big banter beforehand to get you in the mood. I also wanted to discuss, because we have included some Simpsons fans on.
I don't know if you guys noticed the
It's 500.
This is the 500th episode.
Nice.
Because Adama's dad was a character on the show.
Really? Which one?
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Awesome. They removed him. What was that?
That was, well, God, that was like
early 90s?
Late 90s. His last episode was late 90s.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. How did he like working on the show?
He loved it. I mean, it was really good. And he actually...
Did he do any other voices on there?
No, just Bleeding Gums. He originally met the people from the show in the 80s during the Tracy Ullman show, because he also had done some things with that. And Matt Groening and, you know, the guys from that show.
Yeah, started off there.
And, yeah, it was just, you know, one thing I like about that group of people is that they... It's like a family over there, you know? Like, the Simpsons family is literally, like, a family of people. And once you've done the show, once you've become a part of that family, like they always kind of keep you close and everything. So yeah, it was a pretty cool experience.
That sounds really amazing. Is he in contact with any of the people?
No, he actually passed in 2002. One of the things that has always been, like I said, cool about how they keep in touch with people. Like, I actually got this sweater at the 500th episode party because every time the Simpsons do an event, I still get invited to it.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's really awesome. That's really, really cool.
That's really, wow.
His dad was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the studio with him at all? Or?
Yeah, actually. The first time? It was the first time. Yeah, the first time he did it, I actually got to go to the studio and see how they kind of do all that. And that was a pretty cool experience.
Did he have any crazy stories from there?
Not really. I mean, not that he told me, but I just know that there
no
was...
crazy orgies? No Simpson orgies?
No Simpson orgies that I know
about. No behind-the-scenes drama.
What do you think voiceover work looks like?
I imagine everyone's naked, and that they get fisted, they make the voices of the girls.
This. And you go into a booth and you talk it to them.
This was my childhood right here.
Yeah.
It was actually cool how they did it. Like, unlike some things where they... I know, like, with a lot of movies and things, you know, you'll have an actor go into a booth, they'll never even see any of the other people. It'll just be, you know, the way they actually had it set up was when they would do their scenes, everyone would be in a big room.
It's a
and
group.
There's a giant screen on the wall, and so everyone's actually in the room at the same time doing
that's
the scene.
That's the coolest thing ever.
That. That's like so cool because every week you just sit down to do that. That's amazing.
It's awesome.
I was told that your dad was also the original Audrey too on Broadway.
He
really?
Wow.
I actually still have the
when
prop
you
from
hear
that,
that's his dad.
Wow. That honestly, that's really this is really cool to me.
I just tell
like,
you,
growing
I knew,
up in a situation
I knew Adama
like
for like 2-3 years because we went to high school together before I ever found out who his dad was, and I was like, "Your dad's that person? That's amazing."
There's so many people like this in Los Angeles. It's quite funny who you can stumble upon.
Yeah, it is, and everybody kind of knows everybody too. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah,
you can't go
as big as this city is. It's a small town.
Yeah, it is.
I really think so too.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy. I hate everyone here.
It's slightly incestuous in some ways.
This city
like,
is
you know
very
someone.
Incestuous.
Only if you make it incestuous.
This city is creepy sometimes. This city bothers me just the way that it looks in general. It feels like a set to me.
You don't love L.A.?
I like some parts of L.A. I don't like
he
it for the
penis.
Most part.
Man, I love L.A.
I love L.A. too.
I need a little
it's
bit
my
of nature.
Hometown, y'all.
But I think it's different, like, growing, like, being born and raised here than migrating.
No, yes. Totally, because I grew up in the desert. I grew up, like, saturated in nature.
And see, I would die there.
Oh, I loved it.
Where'd
it
you grow up?
It's fantastic.
Well, like, in the
actually,
desert, I would die. It was
so in the last city in Los Angeles County, Pomona.
Oh.
You know Pomona? Anyone?
Yeah.
Pomona.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I only moved here about nearly a year ago
to
downtown area. So I'm having a good time.
It's definitely a fun city. I just find the city very fake.
I've lived in New York.
I'm not saying the people. I'm saying the buildings as well. The buildings themselves look
the
very fake. Like they all look like sets to me. A lot of them are designed.
Maybe
with
that's
a,
because they have all been sets.
Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe that they look like sets because like
that's probably why.
Well, I do think it's part of the whole, you know, mythos of LA. I mean, people come here expecting it to be the movies. So
totally.
Kind of like the way that they make everything look is to at least fake that fantasy for people. And that's
I think the spirit of LA definitely carries the movies in it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, yeah,
it kind of saturates everything here.
I love living in the city though. Like I couldn't live in a quiet little town.
I probably couldn't, but I still crave it.
I lived other places, and I moved back to LA because I couldn't take
nothing. I crave nature.
That usually happens, though. Like, I have a bunch of friends who decided, oh, yeah, you know what? This town, it feels like it's eating me from the inside out. I'm moving back home to, you know, like a Colorado or somewhere. And then, like, 2 years
it's
later,
so boring.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I lived in Portland, Oregon for, like, 2 years.
That sounds
Portland's
fantastic.
Supposed to be, like, awesome sauce, right? It wasn't for me. Like, I couldn't take it. Like, I couldn't take not being able to,
plus,
like,
you don't like hipsters.
Well, hippie hipsters are the worst.
I can handle them.
I'm going to tell you.
I can handle the tight pants.
Hippie hipsters
do you like
are
hippies?
Hippies are fine.
I do.
Hipsters are fine. granola eating hippie hipsters not fine.
How dirty. You know what? Wait, you don't like vegan hipsters?
Like the worst. I'm like, get off your Subaru and go.
Nick's vegan hipster.
Ugh, gross.
No, I like to eat meat, and I'm not a hipster. I
like to eat meat, too.
Oh, you like meat?
I like meat.
But I also didn't like that, like, the main hub of culture in Portland was, like, one place. Everything went there. And I was like, I like being able to go to, like, different theaters and see stuff and not have to wait for, like, the one major Broadway show to come through to this one.
I'm okay with that, actually. I can miss that.
Then you move to Portland where it rains 9 months out of the year.
I love the rain, too.
I've been loving this weather. I adore the rain.
I actually get energized when it rains.
The worst. I know people from Portland. I have friends still live in Portland, and I met people that live in Portland. And I get it. I understand. It just wasn't for me. Like, I need a city, not like a, hey, we're a kind of city.
And I can't live anywhere there's no culture. Like, my sister, she's moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, but for a while she was working at Dartmouth, and, like, there's 1% minority. 1% all minorities there. Like, when she first had her first kid.
Are you saying white's not a culture?
White is one culture. There's no other cultures in that area. That's you have white ghastly. And white. And like this, when she first had her kid, she went to the pediatrician and she's like, I honestly have never had a black child as my patient, so I can't tell you if their blue eyes are going to stay or not. And I go, you need to get out of the town. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, I can't even deal with that.
Do black children have extra organs?
It's just like so weird. Like, it's so weird, like, that you wouldn't be able to, like, go to a play random time, or go to a movie that you want to see, or go to the Egyptian theater, or go to, like, I don't know, Chinatown and get authentic Chinese food. Like, I could not live like that.
The thing I did like about Portland was it was good for, like, a music scene. Like, it was a good music scene and, like, good comedy scene and good stuff. But, like, I was like, I want to go see you know, the big show that, like, everybody in L.A. is seeing.
See, yeah, you guys are extremely activity-oriented, and I just want to sit at home, play video games, get stoned, and read a book.
And you can do that anywhere, so that's
awesome. And I love, like, the atmosphere in Portland. So.
Plus, I have such a diverse family. We would walk into some small town, and we would shock them. Like, I have a Japanese uncle, like, several Hispanic uncles, Mexican, you know, like black. I mean, like, we'd walk into that town and they would be like, what the fuck? Is the United Nations moving in here? I'm so scared.
People wouldn't know what to do with it. They'd be like, the United States of Benetton just, like, moved.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's really gross.
Grossness.
I like the noise of random muggings myself.
Muggles?
Muggles?
Muggings.
Muggings? Oh. I thought
I had Harry Potter on the brain. I'm like, Muggles? Awesome.
I was telling Frank last night that when we went to the Batman Live thing, you guys were just talking about U-Ball. So that night I had a dream that we met Rupert Grint at the Batman Live exhibit. Ugh. And, like, we saw the whole exhibit.
I would do so many dirty things.
And we were
Batman.
Chatting with him. And then he was like, that happened, Rachel. I was like, yay!
Would you make him wear the robe?
Oh, yes, I would. And then I would make him take it off and put it back on.
It's getting creepy. It's getting real creepy.
I was gonna get really dirty with him, but I decided to not.
Our guest is giving you some creepy eyes.
Sorry.
I think you're freaking out.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, this is a good episode.
Adama went to high school with me. Nothing weird to me.
Like, Stacey. Seriously, I've been talking about sex like this whole episode.
Stacey, pretend I'm Rupert. Okay. I'm going to come in. I'm going to take you and bend you over the table.
Right.
Oh, God, it's going to be so hot. No, I'm not.
It's going to be so hot, right?
I'm going to lift your dress. It's going to be the hottest thing ever. It's going to be so fucking hot. I'm going to tweak you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to do you and stuff and what.
Sexy.
He's so sexual.
Rupert is the hottest.
That's his lady talk. He's like, so.
And I'm going to touch your stuff and things.
And that totally gets me laid.
What nods and your who's it? Sorry.
I'm going to tweak your pieces.
That's the sexiest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Oh my God. Everybody have a fun Friday last night. Trying to get off the subject.
If Barfy is a good Friday.
If Barfy?
Do you guys know about I Am 8-Bit?
Yeah.
I went to...
Oh, is that showing?
Last night. Well, they have their own...
museum now? Or?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. They actually... one of the events that they did, they liked the venue so much, they just bought it. So,
oh, my God.
Sweet.
They had an event. It's in Echo Park on...
I have to go.
Can't remember the street, but it's across. You know where the PETA thing is in Echo Park?
No.
No.
Well, it's a very
you know
big,
what's next to that thing next to that building?
It's in Echo Park.
It's in Echo Park.
We'll
it is in Echo
out.
Park, and it sounds fantastic. Was really good. They usually do a. This was a much smaller event. It was actually a potato chips from around the world thing. And yes. Oh yeah, IMAP always does open bar too. So
sweet.
They are pretty awesome. Okay.
Done and done.
What is it called?
IMAP.
It's all video gamey, nerdy.
It's pretty much nerd culture.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff for video games, but they also do movies, like the potato chip thing.
Wasn't there like initial stuff all video games? Like I remember originally, they used to do a tour or something.
Yeah, they had the IM8-Bit tour and then the Super IM8-Bit tour, which is, and now they just do
that's really badass,
their own
though.
Things. And they also do things for a lot of the other game companies will hire them to throw their launch parties.
Oh, why not?
Because the one a couple weeks ago that I went to was for the Sony All-Stars. They had the launch party there, and it was good times. But
I'm totally on the page right now.
Google it.
I'm actually surprised because things like this really are starting to draw crowds. Like I actually heard about a bar up in I think Vancouver or something, and it's called the Mana Bar, and it's a video game themed bar.
That's cute.
I know, isn't that wonderful?
There's an entire podcast that's all about 16-bit and 8-bit music from video games.
This culture is at least picking up. I'm happy about that.
Oh yeah, I mean, even look at the movies, like nerd culture, right? Right now, the biggest budgeting movies are your Batmans, Avengers, you know.
It's because we're all at the age where we're now finally getting jobs. When we're turning 30, we're getting jobs.
You're now finally getting jobs?
Our generation
I've been
got screwed
since
over.
I was four.
Our
you guys
generation
are lazy.
Got screwed over.
Lazy bum.
Lazy shit.
Lazy bum. How was your Friday, Nick?
It was good.
Do anything
did
cool?
Did you do that pub crawl?
Hell no, I didn't go on that date. It sounded so boring to me. I don't want to.
He was all like debating. Okay, he had this like long debate on Facebook. Should he go? Should he go on this date with this chick, or should he stay home and watch the Beatles' Magical Mystery?
Oh, totally.
I stayed home and watched the Beatles.
Were you at home at the time?
I had a good time. Well.
Were you at the home, like, debating this? Because if
no.
I'm at home, like, comfortable, like, I've gotten my, like...
Yeah, I was like,
I'm wearing my Darth Vader PJs. It's time for me to, like, just chill.
She's into Nicholas. She asked him out on a date.
That's
but
cute.
Now he's keeping
Everyone
it,
told
he's keeping
me to go,
hooked.
But then I thought about it, and I don't know. I would be super bored just chilling at a bar with some girl
Seriously?
While she's drinking, and I'm, like, completely sober.
Nick.
Yeah, I could understand.
Yeah, I could hold
Nick.
A conversation,
okay, it,
but...
Nick...
It would just shift too much for me.
Wrong people are
you need
fun
a boyfriend.
Though, to
That's what
Hell
you need.
No.
You need a boyfriend.
No,
you need a boyfriend to come over and play video
job.
Games with you. And
no, I'm just picky, dude. I'm just like...
That's good.
Mm-mm. I'm just picky. I got a lot going on with me right now, so I want to find
a
chick of
boy.
equal mm-hmm. value
you have standards.
And worth and shit.
Yeah, it's called standards. Most people have them.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
So I've only heard in this car.
Is it low to the ground?
I'm just old-fashioned, I think.
They're just vast.
They're variable.
Maybe I should have gone, but oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Let me know.
Poor
you
guy.
Had fun watching the Beatles,
hey,
watching the documentary.
She's
I did.
A slut anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Each his own.
No.
I gotta tell you, you know, sometimes a Friday night at home, just sitting, relaxing, chilling, being comfortable. Yeah, not so
I totally
bad.
Have Fresh Prince now
sticking. Oh brother. Oh, by the way, has anybody seen the trailer for the new Will Jaden Smith
yes.
project
no.
that they're doing After Earth?
I heard about
what?
It. I was
yeah.
too busy with Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rimming?
Pacific Rim.
It's a thing.
I knew that was coming. As soon as he said it, I was going to go for
yeah.
it.
I mean,
here's
of course.
What I think.
It is an actual movie.
I like Will Smith, and I think I kind of like Jaden Smith, but they don't... Pursuit of Happiness was like a fluke to me. You don't always have to put your kid in your movie. And like the last two or three films, his children have been in. And they
That's racist.
You are racist and you are a childist.
A childist?
See,
I'm not
really,
racist. I'm just a childist.
I have a problem with Will Smith after I'm Legend, but...
yeah. I mean, yeah, but
that's your issue.
I'm not
my
certain
issue.
If that
that's
he was
my,
hit.
That's
I'm not
my
certain
issue.
That was his fault.
I also have an issue with Karate Kid and how he basically... I mean, I think that was really racist to not at least change the title. Just change the title. Wrong country, wrong martial arts form. You're just going to say, Karate Kid. Did nobody in the Asian world go, hey, you know what? This is racist. Like, stop.
Not even Jackie Chan.
They didn't say it was racist. They said it was lacist.
That's racist.
Like, it just ticks me off. And now they're doing Annie. They're redoing Annie with his children.
Like an all-black version of Annie?
Yeah.
Like Steel Magnolia.
Yeah, and Jay-Z is writing some new songs for it.
Because he's already sampled It's a Hard Not Life, so he can't do it again.
As long as it's not directed by Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's too busy doing, like, Alex Cross and things like that.
Trying to be serious.
Which I didn't know what it was at first, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
No, it's too late. It's too late. He will forever be the Madea guy.
He will. I mean, I know he wants to do his whole science fiction thing, which I think, I mean, he's a talented guy. He's a good writer and stuff like that, so I don't mind him trying to veer out, but I do think his audience has been definitely skewed now. Like, they definitely aren't open-minded.
Yeah. Because Alex Cross is for the Madea going crowd.
That's lacist.
I mean, everybody that hasn't seen a Madea movie,
you don't
always
like
thinks
lace.
That it's just her dressed up and saying stupid things. But every Madea movie will make you cry. As you
That's
know,
true.
I took you to a Madea movie.
That's
and you're
true.
Like, I didn't know. Like, every Madea movie makes you cry.
Oh, that was a bummer.
It, like,
and
takes
a half.
Out your heart, and you're like, I thought I was laughing. And it's like, no, bitch, you're going to cry.
That was a bummer. I don't even remember what that movie was that we saw, but that was a bummer and a half.
I think we need Madeas, though. We need
Stacey
those
and I
movies.
Like to go see ethnic movies once in a while.
Yeah,
we're
just saying.
Do you watch Soul Plane?
No.
You have it on Blu-ray on your television right now.
No, I don't.
In 3D.
In 3D.
Don't.
It's a Christmas movie.
No, I don't yet.
Has anybody seen any good movies lately?
What are good movies?
Like movies that don't make you go...
I saw an Atlas Shrugged documentary.
Did you see the remake of Atlas Shrugged?
I know. I saw an Atlas Shrugged documentary and it made me want to scratch my eyes out.
I was like, oh my God, because they remade that and that's not okay.
Ed I Rand saw Anti-Meme.
Like,
ooh. Again.
The original?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh my God, I love that
like,
movie.
I didn't realize. I didn't remember how epic it was.
I watched it over and over. It's on my top five list.
And now I heard they're digitally remastering it. So yeah.
Have any of you seen Man with the Iron Fist?
No. And I keep thinking I need to see. Oh, is it?
No,
wait, your what? Face is
no.
not saying no. It's
I love,
not.
Okay. First of all,
your face
absolutely
is not
love
no.
that movie. Absolutely love that movie. You will enjoy it so long as you remember that the RZA is not an actor.
Okay.
That I've come, you know, to know because I've seen him in other vehicles where he cannot act.
But this.
This takes the cake.
He is not an actor.
He's no Mos Def. Okay, I'm going to just say that. No Mos Def.
The best Common. Actor that. Well, yeah, Common's
I have
Common
to say,
good.
Common's pretty
Common's
good.
Common's good, except for.
I'm liking the stuff that Common's in. All on wheels.
Yeah, his facial hair freaks me out. I know it's his real facial hair, but at first, like the first couple of episodes, I was like, who is putting ass fake ass shit on his head? And then I found out it's real facial hair, and I was like, oh, well, that's just weird.
I know when he came out with his first album, he had the beard going like that,
yeah.
and smartly shaved it after that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's not a good look.
It's not a good look. But yeah, he does a good job on Hell on Wheels. I'm not caught up, so don't.
I don't watch
the show, so I can't.
I hate the name of that show.
Yes,
that is a great show with a terrible name.
It does have a cheesy name.
Oh God, it's so good, and I'm behind too. So
yeah. There's a lot of shows that have like
stupid
good shows, but then like the name is just dumb.
I finished up Downton Abbey this week, the first season at least.
Oh, the first
season? Yeah. Oh,
I haven't started the second season yet.
Oh, no, yeah. What
no,
the fuck,
I can't
Mary?
Watch them
what
because
the
they don't have the second season on Netflix yet, so I haven't
like,
been
Like, how addicted did you get? Did you get to
do you want to know why? It was one line that got me addicted. It was Maggie Smith as the Dowager Countess sitting at dinner, and the cousin is there, and he's talking about weekends. Like, he has weekends free to help the estate. And she says in the most perplexed, like, terrified voice, what are weekends?
Maggie Smith.
You have it? It's like, it's an English
It's an
show.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, yeah
it's
you see the
very
help
good.
And you see the rich people interact. It's
the thing that I actually enjoy about it is that they cut out a lot of the fluff. It's like streamlined upstairs, downstairs. So it's like, this scene is important.
Yeah.
What TV shows are you into right now?
Oh, geez.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, Supernatural.
I kept thinking it got canceled, so I stopped watching it.
Everyone did. They've
canceled it. They've ended the show like 3 times, and then they just keep ringing it back. Well, like the fans are like, no, you cannot leave.
It's because there's a lot of fangirls.
Well, and the actors are like, we have to leave.
Girls. Yeah. So they want to go do other things, but the show is, it's such a good show. I know the original like creator... I stopped watching the last season when the last season I watched was like when they decided that they were going to be Michael and he was going to be the season I stopped.
After that, I saw his dad die, and then they went to like that bar in the desert, and then what's his face, Jensen Ackles, made a deal at the crossroads.
They're always making deals for their souls. Is there any more deals you can make with your soul?
Sam just found out Haven't you already sold it so many times?
Well, the funny thing is, when it comes to that, I mean, it's the living and dying rules of that show are basically like Dragon Ball Z. Like, you know, you can always come back. And they've died every season. Dean and Sam do find a new way to die.
I've been told that I should watch it because that the two of them are just ridiculously attractive. But
I have. And the car,
it's like Arrow.
The car is another like whole character in itself that is sexy. Car. Like I dream about that car. Like if I see one on the street, I feel like the urge to like just rub. It's hot.
I'm not caught up. I've missed 67 Impala.
How can you, but Arrow?
My dad and I are digging Arrow, but my dad and I are such nerds that we sit there going, so how is he like this master fighter if he's been with this one dude on the island for 5 years? Like, how did he get all these skills? What happened on the island? Stop giving us bits and pieces.
I mean,
and my dad is getting so annoyed
for
5 years
doing nothing.
Exactly.
I almost ruined something. I'll shut up now. I'll say what I was about to say.
The last episode.
Wait, is it something that's in the comic book?
No, like it's John something Barrowman. From the last episode.
Yeah, okay. No, I have not watched the last three.
What? Wait, is John Barrowman on it yet?
Yeah. He's awesome sauce on it.
Repeatedly.
And my dad and I like to go, oh, Jack Harkness, stop being so silly.
He's so hot. Him and Yondu are like the sexiest couple that ever lived.
I have to say, while you were watching Downton Abbey and you were watching smart shit like Walking Dead, I spent the weekend watching Rules of Engagement.
I'm gay. Sorry.
That's horrible.
Because I went, well, I started watching the show the first season. Let's see if it's really as bad as people have said.
It's not a bad show. It's just like a sitcom-y show.
3 days. 6 seasons.
What
people.
Is it? I don't think I've ever
You've
heard
know,
of this.
It's a rules of attraction. Patrick Warburton and David Spade. And it's like three couples, and it's their like perspective on relationships.
I hate it already.
Is it three couples or is it two and a single dude?
It's two couples and a single dude. And his assistant? I have to say, the best part about the show, the reason I continued to watch it, and this is my dad's rolling his eyes listening to this right now, is the assistant is the best fucking thing about that
Your
show.
Your dad's listening. You can't say the F word.
My dad calls... No, never mind. My dad taught me how to be gross out. My dad taught me how to be like the gross out kid at school. So my dad and I used to have like gross out contests. He usually wins because I can't think of anything to top out his grossest stuff. If I mention lady stuff, he counts out. But yeah, I watched that, and then I thought, as a palate cleanser, I will watch a lovely documentary about what happens to porn stars after they're done doing porn.
I actually would not mind that.
It was fun, but it also made me terribly depressed.
Actually, like as a serious documentary, I would be terribly intrigued. That sounds like a good documentary.
And a lot of these people like they show you and it's like, oh, we went into real estate or I'm like, you know, becoming like a counselor, trying to get people like out of the sex industry. One of the women is like, I'm now with an organization. She's like, you know, trying to get out of the sex, like helping women get out of the sex industry. But then like they do like the follow-ups, like what happened after we were done shooting? One person who said she would never go back into porn fell into financial hard times. So she went back into porn.
I'm okay with that.
She does the movies now with her husband. I was like, okay. One woman became an alcoholic. One woman fought cancer and won. Yay!
Porn beats cancer.
One woman's a bounty hunter, but like it was.
That is a movie. I was a porn star, now I'm a bounty hunter.
A private investigator, a bails bondsman, and a bounty hunter.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That is the beginning of a superhero.
Best thing. I was like,
I was a porn star.
This documentary needs to be about you, my friend. Like, she was like Tiffany Million, and she still has her stage name, which is the best. Oh,
well, that
ever.
Is both like a porn star and a
bounty hunter. Yeah, if you're a bounty hunter, yeah, you could keep
right?
your porn name.
She's,
yeah,
she's
Tiffany
like,
Million.
I am Tiffany Million's bounty hunter.
Okay, this works
That's
out.
That's pretty awesome.
You know what the best part is? Right? The people that she bounties totally have fetishes for her. And right? Yeah. Totally.
She
lives in like a small southwest town, and she's like, she told this story how one person that she was getting their car recognized her. I was like, man, I loved you in the movies. Like, couldn't you give me one more day? Like, this is my grandmother's car. Please don't take my grandmother's car. And she was like, okay, fine.
Eat my pussy.
You're so nice. Okay, fine. I'll give you one more day. And like, the guy couldn't come through. And she's like, well, I came to his grandmother's house, and his grandmother's like, don't take my car. She's like, I just drove away with the car. I was like, I love you.
I'm like, because if she's like too easy, she's not a good bounty hunter.
Yeah.
No.
Everywhere I go, I see the same house.
You know, they gave me a shout out on that song.
One of these days, I'm going to steal the computer so he's forced to talk. Because I think it's interesting that Frank doesn't talk much yet. He went into...
Well, he's busy right now.
I actually think that Frank...
He's busy right now. Yeah.
If Frank talked, I'm not certain I can handle it if Frank talked.
You know what?
Such droll conversations they be.
His conversations go like this. Guys. Yeah. Hi.
Guys.
Okay.
Guys.
No, hey, guys.
No,
guys.
Guys.
And then soundbite.
Oh, no!
So I did not see this porn documentary.
And then I watched... It's called After Porn Ends. It's on Netflix. Instant key,
I didn't watch a porn documentary, but I did read about Serbian movie. Remember how we were we heard about it?
What?
It's like this porn documentary. Basically, a guy, he's so desperate, like he's a porn star, he's so desperate that he does a snuff film. Ooh. To save, he's so broke. It's
that
so
it?
Gross. No, but I was reading about it and I was like,
I have it.
You've seen it?
I own it.
How bad is it?
It's bad.
It's like when we went to go see Lovelace. Well, no, it just makes me depressed.
Lovelace makes you feel depressed because they want you to
an
feel
idea of what it's like, but that would kind of be a spoiler.
I know everything happens. I know that everything
happens. You got all about it. You got it spoiled already.
Everything happens that you can think
like,
of.
I know that somebody gets suffocated with a penis.
Yep,
that happens.
I know that somebody screws a baby.
They make like a legit snuff film because snuff films apparently...
Somebody gives birth and then they have sex with a baby.
That happens.
Dead baby sex. You know what they say, the difference between a dead baby and a rock.
And isn't there a penis in the eyeball, too?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah,
that happens.
Nothing like getting jabbed in the eyeball with a penis. That sounds fun.
But I'm like, because I'm not too squeamish about horror movies. I'll watch anything. But for some reason, the baby thing
is gross?
For obvious reasons, the baby thing is...
Well, you don't like fucking dead babies?
No, I don't.
That's not your thing?
It's not dead, honey.
That's not your thing? You're not fucking babies? I didn't know that about you.
That's the Book of Mormon thing. And
Hey. What's this movie called again? I'm going to want to watch it later.
The Serbian movie or Serbian film? The Serbian movie?
You brought up baby fucking and now he wants to watch it.
I know. He was
like
doing
three
work,
movies
being busy.
In the world that I'm nervous
baby
about.
Sleeping.
Serbian movie, Human Hannibal Holocaust, and Human Centipede.
Ugh, I won't watch. I won't watch that.
Human Centipede, that's kind of where I draw the line.
It's so gross. Can you imagine that audition? They're like, hey, so you know what?
I feel like being
we're
going to
keep you
ass
to mouth, and we're going to pay you $100 deferred rate. Thanks. Awesome.
I don't know why they did it. I mean, they did get a lot of publicity.
Did you say, there's a movie out there legitimately called Cannibal Holocaust?
Yes, it's actually from the 80s.
Like,
it's pretty...
Like not like a... fake trauma movie, like an actual movie.
They shoot it like it's a documentary. Whoa. And they actually got in trouble because there's a scene where they kill a live turtle
and a dog
was alive. Yeah, and they were actually they
use like the tribe. I forgot what country they're in, but they use the tribesmen from the country and in the actual movie. Actually was like rumors that they like ate some of the crew or like people ate each other.
It's like
on
that
set.
Guy like. Like 5 or 6 years ago that put that ad up in
Germany. There's a movie about that, like a German movie about like how he paid somebody to eat him.
Yep.
My mom said it was really good. I haven't seen it yet.
Your mom's the best.
Like, so weird. All I know is that, like, in Sweden, they eat cats, so whatever.
Sweden, they eat cats?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Because sometimes I'm bored, like, if I'm doing paperwork or, like, laundry.
Yeah, you're Googling this.
I watched Urban Legends, Fact or Fiction, and one of the urban legends was this woman was like, I had this dinner party for this unique tree. And we went to the farm and we picked it out. And I had to write this whole article on, like, on this thing. And so, like, at the end, you find out if it's real or true. It's just, this is real. What we ate was cat.
Awesome.
And we found a cat farm where they raise cats.
I want to go
like
to this place.
Fucking, like, cows. Like, they raise cats like cows.
What?
And you go and you pick out the cat. And the person brings it to you, skin to prepared. Cats. She said it tasted like rabbit.
Okay.
She did this to write an article about how domestic animals are treated, how they're treated like second class, and in other countries they're treated like first class, but here they're treated like second class, especially cats. And I was like, I know people that are like from that country that I'm like, oh my, it's like eating dog. I couldn't fathom it.
In Canada they eat horses.
That's really disgusting.
I mean, a lot of the racehorses that like leave the racetracks here, they get shipped up to Canada and sliced
but
up.
That like, if they can't do anything and they're lame and they can't,
it's not even always the case.
They also
keep them.
Hey,
they eat them.
They're not lame. They're cool. Okay,
you're
horses
cool.
Are way cool.
You're cool.
They're super
Mr.
awesome.
Mr.
You forgot
flannel.
About Frank's pony fetish.
Your flannel wearing flim flammer.
It's not a fetish if I do it all the time. Okay.
He's like Catherine the Great. Oh no, wait. It wasn't Catherine the Great. Who was it that slept with the that supposedly
it was
slept
Catherine
with
the Great?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that was allegedly.
She was so strong. She had sex with horse.
She has cast iron.
In Russia, you sleep with horse.
Was she the one that was always riding around on horses naked?
No, that was Godiva.
That was Lady Godiva.
That sounds delicious.
Which, yes. No, that was Lady Godiva in protest.
That was a piece of chocolate right around. No, I was young. Bad joke, bad pun. I'm sorry.
Kathy, who cares if chocolate's naked?
I'm so distracted. Steve Buscemi, it will not stop staring at me, people.
Steve,
he's right behind you.
Oh. Steve Buscemi was in the studio, I'd be like, Blue Buck Empire. Blue Buck Empire.
Never ever Steve Buscemi.
Have you seen Boardwalk Empire?
I've seen Boardwalk Empire. And he's still
he becomes
not sexy.
Attractive.
No.
Yes.
Nucky is not
attractive.
I'm just glad that he's finally playing like a badass. I mean, he always plays a guy you can steal.
Okay.
The little kind of mousy dude.
He plays like a psychotic dude.
What is that?
Well, he never.
Someone actually did a website called, or rather, people have been making memes, and it's Steve Buscemi's eyes on other celebrities. So, like, my favorite is the Britney Spears one.
Gross.
It is.
This is a visual thing, and nobody. I love
that
how
everyone
nobody
will go and look it up. It is the best.
Google it right now.
I totally forgot to mention, if you want to call in and, you know, tell us like a memory or something of Simpsons game or your shows that you're watching, call 800-893-9562.
We should also totally plug about tomorrow.
Oh, and tomorrow. Three of the lovely hosts are going to be on Love Bite.
Bite us.
Hey, play that one clip again from Austin Powers. That I love that sound bite.
Which one?
Which one?
The all lies.
All lies.
Lies.
All lies.
Wait, what about this one?
I'm gonna piss on your face.
Stacey, can you delete that one?
I wish I could.
Wait, that one's from like a scary movie or something.
Delete
that one.
Delete it. Okay.
But yeah, we'll be on Love Bite tomorrow. And
that's at 3 p.m. 3 p.m.
Live on SkiBroStudios.com. Oh, yeah, and check out our sponsors. We're going to have a contest through Discovery Science Center for 2 Frizzle tickets
that's
to
free,
the Indiana
people.
Jones exhibit.
That's not Miss Frizzle, that's free.
The Frizzles. And all you have to do is like us on Facebook and tell us your most adventurous story. Go wherever you
and
want
we
with
have
it.
To say, we went to this last weekend, and it is
awesome.
Actually, yeah, it was Jamaican.
I've been telling everybody to go to it because it was so cool.
Remember with your stories, the kinkier, probably the better.
Yeah, it could be
any kind of adventurous.
We don't care.
I will, if you make me laugh, you probably will.
I don't care. Hey, I don't care if you retell the whole story of like all three Indiana Jones movies and make it seem like you did that.
I do.
And if you make it really creative, we'll read it on the air. We'll read it on the air. And so look for that.
And we'd also like to mention that we found a great sponsor a couple weeks ago, rabblerouserindustries.com. The lady that owns it, Tanya, she is super awesome. And she's got fan shirts from everything for Dexter, the Tudors.
Pretty bad.
Ghost Hunter.
She's got Game of Thrones and Tudors.
If you're a fan of the book, The Chronicles of Vladimir Todd. She's got stuff for that.
So even if you're not, it's a really good sweatshirt.
It's not, yeah. It's a really awesome sweater. It's like an iPod sweater thing. It's super cool. Is there anything else we should...
I just suggest that everyone should call in tomorrow for Love Bite because we're going to be talking about some fucked up shit.
That's 800-893-9562. I don't know.
Actually, curious about our love life.
I'm actually going to go pick up the shoulder length gloves for tomorrow.
Dude, nobody's fisting me on the show.
That's not happening again.
Stacey, bring
I'll
the Crisco.
I'll fist you on the show. Bring the Crisco. Nobody's fisting me on the show.
Bring the Crisco. We're going to fist you.
We're getting fancy up in here.
Crisco.
We've been daily fisting since then.
Really?
Yeah, we just haven't been telling you guys yet.
Oh my god, this room is saturated in fisting
germs. I'm okay with everybody else being fisted. I just don't want to be fisted. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay, so moving on. I digress. Let's get on to our awkward questions.
What?
Every week we ask our guests some awkward questions.
You know.
And if you'd like, while we're asking you these awkward questions, and you'd like to think of something awkward to ask us, feel free. We have not met a question that we have not been able to make awkward.
It's true.
So I'm going to start with Cisco.
All right. My question is, would you like a mustache ride?
Do you want to look up what that is?
Oh, no.
Do you know what that is? Okay.
I know what that is. I'm good. But no,
you're good? You're good?
I'm good.
No mustache ride for you?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not even if it was like a pencil thin mustache.
Just like maybe a Salvador Dali.
I mean, we're not talking like full Fu Manchu.
Oh, maybe we're talking Santa Claus beard and mustache.
You want it like super fluffy.
We already discussed
like,
this. The holiday season. The lumberjacky way is.
You want a nice soup catcher?
It's better if it's bushier than if it isn't.
I think
because
it would
then
be
you have like the stubble.
But
rub.
That means it's scratchier.
I know. You can. There are some soft.
There's some
mustaches.
Soft beards.
Like it would be
but
cushiony.
Stubble is gross. Like you just like
It's like sandpaper, people. It's not fun.
It's like sand through the hourglass.
I think I'm gonna let Frank go next.
Frank, go. Leave.
Go, Frank.
This
leave.
This question
get out.
Makes me happy.
How do you feel about the phrase "pound my boy pussy"?
It's exactly that reaction
face.
We're expecting, Adama. Thank you for
face.
That. Good, bad, indifferent.
Terrifying.
Does it make you want to vomit?
I would probably. I would just leave.
Let's say you're really into
a girl because if a girl said that to him, she'd be wondering what's going on downstairs.
Not necessarily. Let's say you've already been down there, you've already examined everything, you're pounding her, and then she goes, yeah, pound my boy pussy. Ugh. You just
That would bring up some questions. That would definitely bring up some questions. Okay. I was like, so how long have you had this pussy then?
This boy pussy.
Would that be a deal breaker?
Hmm? I learned something about Adama today.
She looks like a Victoria's Secret model, but she once had a penis.
Yeah, maybe she's like the hottest
thing.
Remember,
I'm probably seeing you next weekend, so don't say anything you don't want.
No, I wouldn't be able to do it. I
really? She looks like a Victoria's Secret model, but she just had a penis before.
It's gone.
You know, like many of the Asian girls in Thailand.
That's racist.
It's very lazy.
I know how it works.
Yeah, no, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
It's not true love.
Okay. All right,
Stacey, hit him with your question.
All right. Would you have sex with yourself? Like, not masturbation. Like, you walked into a bar
and you saw
and you hit
your
on you.
Gorgeous self standing across the way.
I still don't think. No, I couldn't do it.
No?
Really? I couldn't do it.
Would you at least talk to yourself?
I'm okay with myself, but I don't like myself that much.
Would you at least play with yourself a little?
By the way, if you were gay, would you be your type?
Questions.
I've actually never thought of that.
Intriguing and good question.
He's got to think about
maybe
awkward question.
I mean, I like Curtis, so maybe. I'm, you know.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
By the way, Dom was wearing like the coolest t-shirt ever. It's an 8-bit picture of like...
The Princess Bride.
Of the Princess Bride. It's pretty awesome song.
The poison scene from Princess Bride is if it were a Nintendo video game.
It's awesome.
And it has like a choice of whether you want to do left, right, or both with the poison, and the both is highlighted. Awesome. So, yes, I love this shirt.
Awesome.
Okay, so my question is...
No.
It's a thinky kind of question, so think about it. If you could go back in time... and tell yourself something monumental that would change history, a la Back to the Future Part
Deux.
Would you go back and tell yourself this monumental information?
Yes.
And what would it be?
What would it be is the follow-up. What would you tell yourself that could change your future history forever?
Don't touch the ducks.
And then your future son will be like, what the
They'll understand when it happens.
What? Cisco, you crazy.
I'm crazy. I have a lot of issues with birds.
You cry. Okay, we should get back to what his question was. What would you tell yourself?
I don't know, something maybe money related.
What just, point in time? So you would go back to a point in time where you're like, I'm broke like a motherfucker.
I would go back
make
to a
more,
point.
Like, make more mad money.
Pretty much the opposite of what Doc did in Back to the Future 2. I would take that almanac and give it to myself.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Because that's how the question came, because I was watching Back to the Future 2 and I was like, you know, if he had kept the almanac like he wanted to, his future would be looking a bit different.
But different.
You looking pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Got a pretty mouth.
Square like a pig.
Square like a pig.
Okay. That's my question. Now we're going to play the game that we all love and enjoy.
Oh my glob.
Fuck, kill. It's the game in where you marry somebody, fuck somebody, and kill somebody.
So the game of life.
Yeah, basically. Let's start with our guest. Choose your three peoples. Okay, who'd you choose?
Just say the names.
Say the names to you use to them.
Well, it's Chris Redfield, Kirby, and Cloud.
I know what I do to Kirby. I'm sorry. I know what I would do to Kirby.
I would know what I would do to
Kirby. Not Kirby.
But this is yours.
Our Kirby. Different Kirby.
He's got a lot of
cushion. Our Kirby's a delightful
person. She's delightful.
I honestly don't know. It's three dudes. So, well, I guess Kirby is technically...
Kirby's not a dude.
Kirby's
not a dude.
Kirby is an it. So he, you know, it could go either.
Kirby's androgynous.
That mouth, I swear.
That's like a Hoover vacuum.
So, I guess, I honestly don't know. I would probably, fuck Kirby.
Okay. Who wouldn't? I mean, it's soft. It's like a flesh jack.
Did you put any girls in here?
Yeah, there are girls.
I just handwrite on two of mine, so I'm just going to...
Between Chris and Cloud, eh.
I think Chris would be a better...
Why don't we go with the one you would kill first?
Yeah, who would you kill?
Maybe that's the easiest.
I think Chris would be a nice husband.
Kill Cloud.
Good. I don't know who he is.
So you'd marry Chris.
I'm a Sephiroth. I'll be honest. I am a Sephiroth fan.
Oh,
so
there you go. So you're just take him out early.
Yeah, take out Cloud early. And then if you saw Advent Children, I would want to take his stuff because those swords bike, those two things, I'd have to have.
That's some badass gear, that movie.
Superpowers. And so you would kill Kirby? No, you kill Cloud.
No, fuck Kirby.
Fuck Kirby. Marry Chris Redfield. Meh, okay.
I can accept that.
I would have gone... killing Kirby, but whatever.
Kirby is a flesh jack, basically, though.
He's super.
He's endless.
That pink amalgam.
You can do some serious deep throat on him. Deep body on him.
Yeah. Meeny, miny. Mo, let's go with Stacy.
She's not a Mo.
She's not a Mo. But she's got a Mo sitting next to her.
Who? Oh, yeah.
All right, so I got Master Chief, Mario.
Mario.
And the El Tetris block.
Well, that's interesting.
Do I want to marry the El Tetris block or fuck it?
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to kill it.
No. The El Tetris block is designed perfectly to hit your G-spot.
And the El Tetris block can be made into many a different shape. It could be this L.
I mean, I guess
it could be
so.
A horizontal L, diagonal. It could be all kinds of L.
Yeah, it's got that little hook.
I'm going to kill it. Okay.
It's messed up.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you can kill it.
It's a block. It'll be fine.
I just imagine her tossing it to the side. You're dead now.
Yeah, like it breaks into 1,000 little pieces.
I've never played Halo, but I was looking at his stuff. So I'm going to fuck Master Chief.
Okay.
I'm going to... He might be a good... And I've read that he's like Clint Eastwood-y.
Yeah, he is. Truth is, that's probably wise. He would be a terrible husband.
Okay, I'm gonna marry Mario.
Mario.
He will keep trying
because
to find you.
He's gonna keep trying to find me. He's a plumber. I mean, he sounds like a good husband. Yeah, I'm good with that.
He's got a job in this economy?
He's had a job for the last, 25 years?
Yeah, so, he's a steady income.
Steady.
And he treats me like a princess. There you go. His shroom habit, though.
I mean, we all have our problems.
Wait, who's shroom habit?
Mario.
I've always looked at that game as that. It's basically a plumber. It's high plumber. Say about high plumber.
Yeah, it's him working while tweaked out.
It happens.
There's a turtle.
All of the people that he's jumped on.
I'm sure you've seen the super graphic artwork.
I changed
artwork.
My mind. No, I'm just kidding.
Who's next?
I'm going to go with Frank because I got to
look up yours.
I got Chun-Li, Ezio from Assassin's Creed, and Snake from Metal Gear Solid. I'm going to kill Chun-Li because I feel like if I did anything else with her, she'd crush me with her gigantic.
She does have crazy thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs, I love them.
Those are like, wow. They can crack a walnut.
There's nothing wrong with a girl with big thighs, you bitch.
I'll trade you Chris for Chun-Li. There you go.
She can take a cinder block and go...
That's just normal female human being.
I'd marry Ezio because...
He has money.
He has money. What else do I need him for? Oh.
I don't know.
Fuck the
love?
Shit out of Snake.
Oh my god, yes.
Fuck the love. Shit out of Snake. And you know what? He'd probably fuck the shit out of me too, and I wouldn't know this until he was inside me.
Yeah, he's stealthy.
Stealthy motherfucker.
Stealthy fuck.
Those are my choices.
He'd use the camo print while he's on you so that he blends in. It looks like no one's fucking you at all.
Oh, okay, so it's my turn now, right?
Yup.
You're.
Oh.
Yup.
Yup.
That really scared me. I almost had a heart attack.
Like, it gave me a toughy choice because I had a decision. I usually kill them. What if I don't know them? Okay, so my people, let me see. Wow, let me see.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
There are two black people in here.
You.
It's like one and a half black up in here.
It's a little shady in here.
Okay. So I got Sonic.
That sounds delicious.
Gordon Freeman. And the Dragonborn. That's tricky to read your handwriting by the BTW.
B-tubs.
I'm just letting you know.
No problem.
Totes difficult. Okay, so, I read up on Gordon Freeman and found out that he never talks in the game.
Ever?
So he might be, like, really excellent to marry because he doesn't say a word. He wouldn't bother me. He'd be like, I would just do whatever I wanted to, and he couldn't say a thing because he doesn't talk. He's
also, like, an experimental particle.
Yeah, physicist, and he's not so bad looking. I mean, he's okay. He's easy on the eyes. He's easy on the old papers.
She's marrying a hipster.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't know. He had some pretty badass like gear with him too.
He's pretty badass.
Well, I also like the picture of the Dragonborn, so I'm gonna probably sleep with that person because I don't know who he is, and I'm gonna kill Sonic because he just annoys me.
Sonic probably would also chafe if he had sex with you.
I mean, he's super fast. It's like I imagine like what having sex with like Flash would be like. It's just not fun.
Yeah, he'd be
plus
over before
hedgehog,
you knew it.
So there's a lot of
you would have some creepy ass babies.
I don't know. I wouldn't like it. So.
And you can technically make the Dragonborn look however you want to. So
I mean, the Dragonborn.
I mean, he's Elder Scrolls. I mean, it just sounds awesome. So, yay. Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Gay. Totes gay.
You're
totes gay.
I have to say that you guys are the most homo people I've ever met in my life.
that you're the most homo, people I've met.
Most homo.
I'm the most homo.
Most homo I've ever.
No homo.
No homo.
Okay, I'm not homo. I'm straight now.
I don't know. I had something else. I hate that. I'm on a podcast and I had something to say.
Oh my glob.
About it.
Oh my glob.
You're not allowed to stay there unless you see Adventure Time.
I'm sorry. I'll watch Simpsons and Adventure Time and Futurama, and I'll be a whole person. Adventure Brothers and what is the other one? I'm supposed to Archer.
There's a lot.
Archer. Home movies. That's a good one.
Actually, Home Movies is quite funny.
Well, okay. Since we got 8 seconds left, I'd like to say watch some movies. Thank you guys for being on the show today. Thank you, Adama. Thanks, everybody, for having a Kiki with me.
Also, tune in. Next week is our Lord of the Rings episode.
Get my hobbit on.
Get my hobbit on. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
A weird.
I'm gonna piss on your face, and then I'm gonna fart in your mouth.
Can I go get the equipment downstairs?
Sassy pants. Get ready. Initiating walk.